listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, we want to look at the fifth of the seven signs in the Gospel of John, and this is the famous occasion when Jesus came to his disciples walking on the waters of the Sea of Galilee. We find it in John chapter 6, beginning at verse 16. Let me read to you there. Now, when evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into the boat, and went over the sea towards Capernaum. And it was already dark, and Jesus had not come to them. Then the sea arose because a great wind was blowing. So when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near the boat, and they were afraid. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then they willingly received him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land where they were going. In John chapter 6, right after Jesus miraculously fed the multitude, he sent his disciples across the Sea of Galilee, and he told them that he would meet them on the other side of the lake. They took the baskets of broken bread left over from Jesus' amazing miracle. They loaded the baskets and themselves into the boat, and they set off to row or sail across the lake during the night so that they could be there when Jesus arrived in the morning. Many of the disciples were experienced fishermen and had done almost all their fishing on that very lake. They had crossed it hundreds of times before. So there was nothing strange when Jesus made his disciples get into the boat. That's in Mark chapter 6, verse 45. Jesus knew exactly what he was doing. But John chapter 6, verse 18 tells us that a wind came up to make their progress difficult. The wind alone was bad enough. But of course, the wind also whipped up the waters, making for troublesome waves. The disciples had already been together in a storm on the Sea of Galilee. That's in Matthew chapter 8. And then Jesus was present with them in the boat. But in this storm, he asked them to trust his unseen care and concern. Mark chapter 6, verse 48 reveals that as they strained against the wind and the waves, making little progress through the night, all the while Jesus was watching the disciples from a hill where he prayed. His eye was on them all the time. Finally, Jesus came to these struggling disciples, walking on the water to them. We don't sense the same fear in the disciples as with the first time Jesus calmed the seas. There, they thought they were going to die, but here, they simply seem frustrated. They were frustrated because they were doing what Jesus told them to do, but it was very hard work, and they didn't seem to be going anywhere. Their frustration was evident in their lack of progress. Matthew tells us that this happened in the fourth watch of the night, sometimes between 3 and 6 in the morning. They had been rowing hard for perhaps anywhere from 6 to 8 hours, and they had only come a little more than halfway across the lake. We so often feel that when we're doing the work of Jesus, it should be easy. After all, shouldn't God make it easy when we serve him? Yet sometimes God tells us to do something and allows it to be hard as we do it, to cause us to rely on him and a new way. You see, Jesus certainly came to him in a new way. He came to the disciples walking on the water. Now, this made the disciples afraid. Mark chapter 6 tells us that the disciples were afraid because they thought that Jesus, walking on the water to them, was a ghost or a spirit. If anything, the disciples were not ready yet for any kind of supernatural help. They knew what Jesus had commanded them to do, and they set out to do it, but without any real help from the Lord. So they were surprised, even afraid, to see the supernatural help on the way. Listen, this is a perfect picture of what happens when we try to do God's will, but try to do it our way, without seeking and relying on God's help. Jesus had even provided reminders for them of his supernatural help. They took with them at least some of the 12 baskets of leftover bread, yet they were shocked when the help came to them. We can see the value of simply obeying Jesus and trusting in his supernatural help, even when obeying him brings us into a time of frustration. Hey, listen, today, if Jesus comes walking on the water, so to speak, to come help you, will you be afraid to see him? Or will you say, "No, Lord, I know that sometimes you bring your help to me in wonderful, supernatural ways." Hey, be ready for God's supernatural help today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.